Morgan here, turning to some CFL news. BC Lions owner Hamar Doman all set to fire up Lions fans. I have a few buddies who live in Vancouver, and they were saying last week they're all counting down to who will be the big act.
Big announcement coming, 9:30 in the morning. Just like last year, I believe we're going to be selling out the building. I got through just about 54,000 last year for 50 Cent and the big home opener and the Lions victory. Let's do the same this year. Let's sell it out. Make it loud for the boys. You are going to love the entertainment. Trust me. I don't think I've let you down yet. I will not do that. And the team will not let you down with what we've got going on. New coach. We've got a whole new regime. We got Nathan back as quarterback. It's going to be just super exciting.
Lions owner Hamar Doman firing up BC Lions fans. Boy, that would be pretty cool. It is kind of, I want to bring in our CJME writer, reporter, Britton Gray now. You there, Britton?
I am.
Wouldn't that be kind of cool as a fan, you know, with a big announcement like that to begin every season? It's good hype, isn't it?
Absolutely. Hamar Doman's done a great job out there in BC. He gets people pumped up about BC Lions football and gets people to get out to games, which is what really the CFL needs, to have owners here who are willing to do that, who are willing to kind of go that extra step to ensure that fans are getting through the gates.
Well, you're in Saskatoon covering Rider training camp, and how'd it look yesterday? Were there any major injuries? Is it going smoothly?
No major injuries. Couple rookies, Eric Anderson and Seth Hundeby, didn't participate. But as Corey May said, it's just some nicks and bruises. They had rookie camp as well, so it's not like they just started playing football. They've been at for a little bit here. And it's going well. I like the energy that they brought yesterday. Want to see a little bit more, but that'll kind of happen as camp continues on. That kind of trends upwards, but the guys were a little bit more vocal yesterday, which I think is a good thing. Kind of, you know, build up that friendly competition between them.
Yeah, chirping a little at one another. You see any big plays?
Yeah, a couple of them. One was Braden Mazzeri catching a pass from Jake Mayer. He went up high to bring down that pass, and so that was a good play on the offensive side. Then on the defensive side, Marcus Sales had to jump up pretty high in order to grab a Trevor Harris pass and come down with that interception. So a couple of guys going up, making some big plays, and we'll see what happens today, because today's, if you're in Saskatoon, today's going to be one of the best days to head down to training camp, because it's the first day they're tossing on the pad.
Oh, yeah, that always intensifies everything. I heard one of the top prospects made his first appearance, too, at camp yesterday, right?
Yeah, Ollie Saad officially signed with the Riders. He was the team's first-round draft pick in this year's CFL draft. He did have a rookie minicamp workout with the San Francisco 49ers. Nothing came of that. So he signed with the Riders. He was there yesterday and just trying to play a little catch-up, right? Try to get to the playbook, just get going here, and we'll see how he kind of evolves throughout camp here now that he's here.
See, Jamie Ryder, reporter Britton Gray, of course. Just take me, refresh my memory here a little more on this. So how does camp unfold here? We put the pads on for the first time today. What are we building up to here?
So we're building up to the green and white game, which will take place on Saturday. That's the first kind of game action, I guess. It's going to be about 70-80% of what you're going to see. And then kind of from there, it starts to build up more into the preseason games, getting on that away game, trying to start to build those the routines that these players are going to have to deal with throughout the year. So that's why you have the away game on the 24th, and then they will come back to Regina to start preparing for that home preseason game. So after the green and white game, that's when it's more about getting these guys into the routines. Those guys can still go out and win some jobs there as well.
Okay. Well, I guess you don't need sunscreen today, right? It's probably not going to be as warm as yesterday. Did it feel warm yesterday?
When the sun was out, it was warm, but when it went behind clouds, that wind was a little crisp.
CJME Green Zone writer, reporter Britton Gray from training camp. Thank you, my friend.
No problem.
All right, this is your final reminder. Barrett's, the City Summer Leisure Guide opens up at 7 o'clock on the website through the City of Regina. And this is where you can book swimming, all the summer programs to keep your kids busy, adult programs too. Make sure you favorite everything you've been wanting and sign into your account. Get ready to hit refresh just a minute or so before 7 o'clock here. And good luck, that's all I can say. Kevin Martell joining me now from the 980 CJME Newsroom.
Adult Sports Jam is one of the programs, new programs, are offering this year.
Is that your jam? Guide.
Well, it could be.
Yeah.
Competitive sports for those who want to relive their glory days, but in a casual setting.
Where did you find the most glory in what sport when you were a kid?
Baseball was my go-to. Yeah, baseball.
And what was your position?
I was primarily shortstop. I played a little bit of second base. You know, I caught one year, too, and I did not like it. I was in grade 12, the final year, hated catching.
Yeah.
I remember I had a laser to second base, and I threw a guy out by a few feet. It was like, yeah, but I could never get when the batter swings. I would always blink. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes the ball would ricochet off my glove. I remember one time I just missed it completely. I just wasn't used to having somebody in front of me swinging right when I'm trying to catch the ball, right? So it was hard. This is baseball insight for you, Greg.
Yeah, that was pretty in-depth, a little more than I expected. But the part I relate to most is you said you hate it. I hate baseball. So I think that's about it for me on that conversation. But I do enjoy standing out or sitting out in the stands on a sunny day, eating and watching baseball. Okay, let's have a look here. What's going on at Craven? We had two train derailments. Is it like shifting ground, Kevin? What is happening here on the rails in Craven?
And that's a question that they're trying to figure out as well. Is this a track malfunction? Is it something else? But yeah, in the span of roughly a day, maybe less than a day, two derailments. Now, not in the same spots. They were, so it wasn't the same track. So maybe it's just a coincidence. But a lot of those in the community that we've been talking to, telling you about in the news this morning, they're feeling uneasy because we told you about another derailment on this very program 3 years ago where several dozen cars came off the tracks in Craven, around Craven. It was a big, so, you know, we're talking to the mayor this morning as well. In the news, and you know she's saying three train derailments in the span of 3 years. CPKC says it's rare. Doesn't seem like it's rare.
Yeah,
these days, but yeah. So they're trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay, and so I look at the photos at cjme.com, and I did this morning. I was driving to work, thinking I can't see any bears on my drive to work here this morning. But some people actually saw that happen yesterday, and on our website, cjme.com, there's a photo of the bear up in the tree. It looks like a brown bear, but they call him black bears.
It's a black bear. Apparently, a black bear can be brown.
Okay.
So there you go.
It looks like
we just learned something. I certainly learned something this morning, just in case people are looking at the picture and they're hearing us say black bear and they're saying, well, that's clearly not a black bear.
It seems like such a big bear to be up in that tree branch like that, too.
200 pounds. Yeah. This is why they say if you ever get yourself in a situation when you are out in the wild, don't run away from a bear. Don't climb a tree because they are surprisingly, Greg, much more limber than you and I.
Little agile, aren't they? And sadly, after tranking the bear, they had to put it down too. But yeah, that would be quite the sight in Regina, that's for sure. Last night, the Oilers got it done. I think we're going to eliminate Vegas. And tonight, the Jets play. The Leafs don't play. That kind of caught me off guard. I thought both our Canadian clubs would be back in action, but only the Jets tonight.
Yeah, and sometimes with travel days, they scheduling conflicts, too. I know in the first round, Jets and Blues, they started. They were the first team to start, and they were the last to finish, not just because they went seven games, but because there were some
scheduling conflicts. I ask you this. Do you still feel confident that the Oilers will meet the Jets in the next round?
I think so. I mean, the Oilers are in a good spot right now. The Jets are not out of it, and they've showed all season that they can come back.
All right. You have confidence in Hellebuck. Thank you very much, Kevin. It's just take a break. I see the red seething now. CJME News Time is 6:58. On the fields of Bali, you forget the sun in his jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold. Well, spring seeding is well underway. Over 20% of the crop has been planted, according to the last crop report. No surprise the Southwest is ahead of everyone else with almost 45% seeded. But where I'm headed now, next, the Southeastern region is about 15% done. It's where you'll find my buddy Lee Stanley. Farming in the Gainsborough area, southeastern Saskatchewan, close to that Manitoba border. Good morning, Lee. Welcome back.
Good morning, Greg. Good to talk to you.
Nice to have you back here, my friend. Did it get a little hot there yesterday? It was heating up across the southeast, wasn't it?
It's been a little hot for the last few days here, yeah. It's not good when your air conditioning fans quit in the cab.
Come on. What happened there? Didn't you check that before the season started, man?
Well, they were replaced 5 days short of 1 year, so I got them under warranty.
Oh, good for you. What do you have in the ground so far, buddy, and how's it going?
I've got the wheat notes in, and we're switched to canola now, so that's what we're going to finish up with.
Okay, and you might get in the fields today. It looks like a good steady rain coming tomorrow and the next couple of days for you there. Did you pivot at all going into this growing season, Lee, as China hit us with these canola tariffs?
I did a little bit. Basically, we can't change our acres all that much, but I did pivot a bit away from oats to a little more wheat. And when the first round of tariffs hit, most of our oats go down to the States, and there was just no market for them, and they weren't buying them at any price. So I'm growing a little bit less of that this year, but I did grow some.
So I imagine when you guys all get together for a morning coffee, whenever you can, if you're not in the fields, there's a growing sense of frustration, or how's everyone in the community feeling when it comes to the farm?
Well, it's, I guess if we weren't optimistic, we wouldn't be doing it, but it's would sure be nice to see some price improvements, that's for sure.
I bet. And as far as this rain, you would probably welcome it. Tell me what it's been like the last few weeks, and now with this sense of rain, how are you feeling?
Well, I don't know if the Weather Network app has like schizophrenia or what, but the last couple of days for us in this corner, in 48 hours, it's gone from calling for 50 millimeters to 10 millimeters to 100 millimeters today for the next few days.
That is, it's kind of all over the map. We might even get some snow flurries. You too, I think, even by Saturday. It's possible. They always say that. It's possible. But your general sense is, right now, a moisture count. How do you look at it?
We could definitely use the rain. I don't think anyone would turn down an inch of rain or 2 inches if it came nice and slow over the 3-4 day period. We really never really need that 4-inch dump at once, but I guess we'll take what moisture we can get.
Okay, well, I'm glad you checked in with me here this morning. Sorry to hear about your AC going a little wonky there, but a way to cash in on the warranty and get it fixed. And I wish you nothing but a good growing season, my friend, and hopefully larger things are to come this year. You feeling optimistic?
I guess we never really been accused of being all that smart, so I guess we're just going to keep plugging away and see what happens.
Well, I think you're pretty smart, SMRT. I'm telling you right now, my friend.
Well, thank you, sir. I was going to say, when you're sitting in that cab and you look over and your phone shut down due to it's too hot in there, I'm thinking if it's not good for an iPhone, it's probably not good for humans.
No kidding, man. That must have been Vegas hot in there. All right, Lee, thanks for the update.
All right, you take care.
Joining me now for a preview of what's to come at 8:30, Mr. Evan Bray. Good morning, my friend.
You must be happy this morning. That was a good win last night.
Well, that was
they looked so good.
Great first period of hockey. The best period of hockey I think we've seen in the playoffs. Yeah. Wasn't it last night? You and I were texting back and forth. Can you believe what's going on here?
Crazy. The Oilers look like the team that is destined to make it all the way to the final again, the way they played in that first period. They just have to find a way to harness that. And, you know, Skinner played okay, but I think they did a good job of keeping the puck away from the net. He didn't face a lot of shots last night.
Excellent analysis. I thank you, my friend. Boy, you got a busy show coming up here today. You got Saskatchewan's top doc on, and measles are again on the minds of many.
You know, it's funny. Did you get the measles as a kid?
I did not, but I was vaccinated.
Yeah, I was vaccinated as well, but I don't remember the measles being as big a deal as it is right now. Like the fact that we are seeing so many cases in Canada, and we've seen a fair number here in Saskatchewan, has people concerned, has elevated the talk about the importance of vaccination. So yeah, Dr. Shahab will join us just after 8:30. And then we swing into watching what's going to be happening down east in Ottawa, because Mark Carney is appointing his new cabinet this morning, and there's all eyes on, is this going to be Trudeau 2.0, or is this a brand new cabinet? Are we seeing people like Stephen Guilbeau out and maybe Saskatchewan's Buckley Belanger in? It's going to be really interesting to follow.
Yeah, along. That whole regional representation now that they have MPs in every province will be interesting to see how it's incorporated. Something tells me it will be.
Yeah.
I'm going off of, last week, even just how the premiers met. They seem pretty, excited to hopefully reset. I would think he'd keep that in mind, too. But how about Chrystia Freeland? I did hear from CTV News that they had learned Trump's not-so-favorite is to remain in cabinet, right?
Yeah, that's right. I've read contrary stories. I've seen some that say she's going to be out, and then others that say she'll be in, but with a new portfolio, likely hidden away from Trump. I think it would be only inciting if they were to put her anywhere near that international relations portfolio. So, yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see. And I think, there's a lot of eyes on this because Carney is pushing so hard to show he's not Justin Trudeau. And I think even in the West, there's this cautious optimism that maybe we're moving in the right direction, but this is another test today.
Okay, and something, perhaps a little lighter, dieting on your show today. Hey, how about Trump yesterday? How about Trump when he was talking about, making drugs cheaper in the U.S., and he talked about the fat shot, referring to Ozempic? I laughed because he didn't name Elon Musk, but he did everything to describe Elon Musk is on it and was mad that, it was so expensive in the U.S. and not in London when he visited. But what are you talking about dieting here?
Well, we're not talking about fad dieting. We're talking about basically healthy eating, getting into a healthy lifestyle. I've got Brooke Bullock on the show. She's a registered dietitian. We've had Brooke on a number of times. She's great because she'll also take calls. So if people have questions and calls, she's got so many good tips for packing your lunch for yourself or for your kids for school. It's not about making a drastic swing. It's just about small incremental changes that can help your life.
Really quick, I got to play this woman has shared a TikTok. It's gone viral, speaking of eating, because she got on board a plane. I'll let her explain.
I just got pulled aside by TSA for having something crazy in my bag, but I told her this is how you give yourself a first class experience without paying for first class. So let me show you. Okay, cold rotisserie chicken. I gotta get my protein in the flight. I hate buying airport food, so I usually just try to pack like a salad or something. And I didn't have time, so I was like, let me just get like a whole chicken from Whole Foods. And this is gonna hold me over for like the entire day, pretty much.
Can you imagine sitting next to someone who went and got a rotisserie chicken, whether it be from Costco or Safeway,
ripping
wherever you shop?
Apart with their fingers?
Would
or what?
You be happy to be sitting next to someone eating a full chicken?
Do they share?
It can be done. A few years ago, I was going to Vancouver for New Year's Eve, and the guy in front of me went through security. He had a full-on, wrapped in aluminum foil, smoked brisket, and he got through. So apparently, you could do that.
It's the food smells on a plane that drive me crazy. And so, I don't think I'm all for that, but I guess each to their own.
Okay. Thank you very much. Evan Bray is back here at 8:30. I look forward to your show, my friend. Hey, one quick reminder. Yesterday, I gave away tickets that were worth more than $600, a couple of weekend passes for Craven Country Thunder. Yes, I'm doing that again this morning. You'll want to tune in just after the 8 o'clock news. It is going to be a text contest, and you will have to identify a certain song. So, yes, there are chances to win again this morning tickets for you and whoever you want to go to Craven Country Thunder this summer with.